Tamata Wakatangi Hangi Kuwayo Wo Tamataya Turi Puka Kapikimon.
CSP usually works 40% and higher. Our installment, our solar power plant is around 82-83%. The heat storage makes a big difference.
Welcome to the Blue Continent Podcast. I'm your host, Brennan Pertzer, International Research Coordinator for the Blue Continent Alliance, the Blue Continent Podcast, and your Blue Continent.
What this program is about, this podcast, what makes it unique is finding people who have knowledge or expertise or have worked to address in a sustainable way a lot of global development issues.
My guest today was Albert Engbert, CEO of Eros Energy, a unique solar system that concentrates energy and stores it efficiently as heat.
Hello, Albert.
Hi, Brennan.
Hi, it's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, same to you.
How's your day over there?
Perfect. Sun is shining.
So I want to welcome you to the podcast and to say it's a pleasure to speak with you because I was reading about your company. And I thought it sounded incredibly interesting. And I'm sure that a lot of my audience would be interested in hearing about what you've been doing and how it makes your company unique in your approach to the energy, solar energy. So first of all, can you tell us a bit just about yourself and your role and the company you work for?
Yeah, well, my role is I'm the CEO of the Eros Energy AG, which is a company based in Switzerland. My background is, you can see it on the internet. There are just too many things to tell.
just in general, the things that you've focused on over the last 35 years or so.
Banking and finance. So I'm really coming out of the banking business, of the finance business, as a financial advisor. And then I stopped completely because of all these tax issues we had with Swiss banks worldwide, and moved to a winery and was running a winery for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
And bringing it from normal production, if you want to say, into biological production, so make it sustainable, which was a very, very nice job, very good job. And after that, I left, went back to Switzerland with a step in between in Austria, where I was running a restaurant, something completely different. And then I went back to Switzerland, and now I'm with Eros Energy.
So tell us about Eros Energy.
Okay.
What is the general idea?
Okay, so the background of the company is an invention made by a Professor Vladan Petrovic. And that's also why solar power plant which we are building is called VPA2, which is Vladan Petrovic Anlage, which is a German word for installment number two. He invented it during the last 30, 40 years. So it's a very, very long process of a development. The most interesting, or not the most interesting, but one of the very important things on it is that is the heat storage. So like nearly always, if you're talking about CSP, so concentrated solar power, you're talking about heat energy which you produce, and you're not talking about electricity or whatsoever, because electricity is done in photovoltaic, which has a energy efficiency somewhere. If you're working on polycrystalline silicon, you end up with 50%, 60%. If you have monocrystalline silicon, you end up with 19, maybe 20%, which is then quite expensive as well, but the efficiency of course is higher. And a CSP usually works 40% and higher, 40 to 45%. And our solar power plant is around 82-83%, which is quite different. And the heat storage makes a big difference.
What do these percentages mean again?
Efficiency.
Just the efficiency.
So, energy which comes per square meter from the sunshine, energy per square meter on the ground, how much of that energy you can use to be transformed into heat energy, electricity, whatsoever, all kind of different sorts of energy. So it's just how much of it can be used.
I believe my understanding was that that this technology you're using allows for a greater concentration of that power for higher intensity applications of electricity. Is that correct?
Partly. So what we mainly do is within the concentrator which we have, we concentrate the solar weight into, and we transform it into heat energy. And this heat is storage. The big advantage towards all existing solar power plants is definitely the higher efficiency. If you look at the CSP, most probably you know these high towers with a black bowl on tops and the mirrors on the floor surrounding it, and all firing the light up to that black balloon, that come up to 40-45%. And we've made it the other way around. So we're taking the sun when it comes from the top, we are using it, or we are concentrating it, and we have an exchanger, an absorber, we call it absorber, where the heat from the concentrator is absorbed, and there we are getting 2000 degrees Celsius. And 2000 degrees Celsius allow us to work on a very, very, very high efficiency. And then this heat goes into a storage, and with that storage, we can produce 24/7, so around the clock, any form of energy needed, requested, because there we make the change, there we transform the heat into electricity or the heat to be used for desalination or for waste destruction and all different kinds of things.
How many plants or how many facilities have you built using this technology?
So far, because we are still in the stage of the development, getting all the approvals we need, we did build two running in the greater area of Belgrade in Serbia. And we are now going to produce the final one, and the final one will then get the approvals and all the certificates from the Fraunhofer Institute, which is an institute in Germany, and they're very firm, very, very famous worldwide, one of the biggest for used research and development. So transforming research and development into real usable machinery, industry, or whatsoever.
And where again was the second one you're building?
Both in Serbia.
Yeah, both.
Both of them in Serbia, yes. Because Vladan Petrovic lives there.
Okay. I thought it sounded like a Balkan Serbian name.
Yeah. Vladan is from Serbia.
I have, it's one of the only countries in Europe I've never been to.
Okay.
I need to visit. tell me, so where this technology, as we understand it, where do you think that it can be most usefully applied? Where do you see your most immediate markets for using this technology?
Generally spoken, everywhere. It really depends on the usage. We are talking right now. I just give you a few examples so that it might be easier to understand what we're talking about. Right now, we are calculating a solar power plant in Canada, in Saskatchewan, greater area of Saskatchewan, where is one of the biggest greenhouse farmers in Northern America. And he needs temperatures for his greenhouses between 15 and 25 degrees. And for this application, our solar power plant is absolutely top. Even in Canada, even there, because you get during the summer, you get a lot of sunshine, you get a lot of heat, which you can store, and during the winter, you can use it. Again, the heat storage, which has already been approved by the Fraunhofer Institute, the heat storage loses 10% of heat over 6 months. which is really not a lot. So that helps a lot. The second one is for a big tobacco, international tobacco company, producing cigarettes, obviously. And they need three different types of heat. They need to clean, to clean the machines and the warehouse and everything. They need steam of 120, 130 degrees, perfect for our factory. For the production process, they need steam of 400 degrees, works fine with us. And they need cooling. So we have to cool the warehouse down, which we can do. It's just, imagine a refrigerator the other way around. So we are producing the heat, and out of the heat we make cooling. We make low temperature. It's just an inverse fridge.
It's
very
easy. Common?
Sorry?
Is that a common form of air conditioning? I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yes. It's very common. We use it here. Okay. We use it a lot in Europe in general. We use it a lot for coolings, to cool down our supermarkets, malls, and so on. The big advantage is you need less energy. The disadvantage, when I was in Florida or in New York or Atlanta, so. It was always very astonishing how cool or even cold the malls are. So I think they cool down to 16 degrees or something. And here they cool it down to 22, 20, 23. Always Celsius, not Fahrenheit. So I don't know the equivalent in Fahrenheit. No,
I understand. Yeah.
So I think 16 Fahrenheit would be pretty cold, wouldn't it? Nearly freezing.
26, yes, would be freezing cold. Yes.
Okay.
Where's the tobacco company located?
I won't tell you, because if I tell you, you will exactly know who it is, and I don't want to tell you who it is.
Well, I don't want to do that to you. No, I don't want to do that. Your clients, you're still negotiating with, right?
Yeah. No, they have premises all over the world, and as many other companies, they want to reduce the carbon dioxide by 100%. So they will want to get to zero carbon dioxide over the next 10 years. And with our solar power plant, they will be able to reach that in not even half of the time. Polluting themselves, polluting the area around them, burning diesel, burning gasoline for nothing. And the energy they produce is extremely expensive that way. So instead of using a generator, they can use a smaller or a bigger facility of ours, which will then produce at extremely low cost the electricity and so on. You don't need cables to be put down on the ocean ground. You don't need gasoline to be transported. You don't need diesel to be transported. You have the electricity, you have the energy on the spot. Imagine also small towns in Africa, where they, with a little bit of energy, they would have clean water, for example.
Sure. I've observed projects like that in Ethiopia, where they had a facility that they built that by solar energy, they're able to pump water, clean water, and to filter
exactly.
it as well.
Exactly. There's a problem is using all the fossil clean water, which they have in the ground, and they have a lot of it in the ground, but that's not an endless resource. So this water, you can already now notice that the usage of this water does have a tremendous impact on the overall situation in Africa, in certain areas, which is just becoming drier and drier. Therefore, and that's a very, very important part for our company, in my opinion, use it as a desalination unit, because desalination has never been so cheap than using our facility, and then you can really allow farming in areas which are just too dry now. Imagine inner Australia, imagine parts of Africa, imagine China, Gobi Desert, imagine America around Death Valley. Please leave the Death Valley as it is. The Death Valley must remain as it is. But I'm pretty sure Californian farmers would be very, very grateful for a big salination device, which will bring water up to their almond plants and so on, and avocado.
We certainly have these issues where I'm living right now in the Virgin Islands.
I can imagine.
Of water and energy. We're doing, as you said, we're using diesel generators in some cases. So the people are looking for solutions to problems like this. One thing that I do need to mention or ask you about, have you devised ways to basically help the investment of your facilities that you're building, a way for them to collapse if you're in the way of a hurricane or something, so that they can secure themselves? Because we have had that happen out here in the Virgin Islands, where they built a big solar farm, which certainly is not as efficient as what you're putting together, but a lot of that investment was completely destroyed by one of the hurricanes that come through. A lot of islands have a situation like
that. Yes, I see it in front of my eyes. Yes, we do have solution for it, because we are not working with mirrors. So we do not have glass that can explode or crash. We are working with steel and aluminium. And the entire plant, the stability of the plant is made in a way that it is very, very lightweight. But on the other side, it's very stable. It's not a block, so the air can always go through. And if you have a, in case of a hurricane or so on, we have these mirrors, but the mirrors consist of iron or aluminium, polished iron, polished aluminium, and we just turn them out of the sun, out of the wind. We turn out of the sun, of the wind, they're not as a sail anymore. And then the air really goes smooth through it. And if you have a damage, yes, no problem, because you can fix it within a few hours. And that's a big advantage of our solution, because it's really pre-built, it's assembled on the spot, but it's lightweight and very, very, very easy to maintain. It's very easy to maintain.
If people are interested in your technology, where can they find out more information?
On the internet. Just go to our website, which is areos-energie. Not written the English way, written the German way, energie.com.
AEROS-ENERGIE.com.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Well, I'll put the link also in this in our podcast, so that people can click on it and go and visit and learn more about it.
Yeah, it works with or without hyphen.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. It works with or without the hyphen there. Perfect. Well, Albert, thank you for joining me and telling us about this amazing technology. And I really hope to see it more and more everywhere around the world.
Just one small last little remark. We are still looking for investors, potential shareholders, who can buy our shares OTC.
If there are any investors who are listening to this podcast, feel free to reach out. They can also probably find you on LinkedIn as well if they're looking for you.
Exactly.
Right? That's Albert Engbers.
Yes. Albert.Engbers @areos-energie.com.
Okay. Thanks for joining me, and I wish you luck here.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Music from today's episode was from Swiss musician Nick Bartsch, Serbian musician Janika Balaj, Canadian band The Eric Worm, Ethiopian jazz legend Mulatu Astatke.
And of course, our theme music, The Lone Ranger by Quantum Jump.
Thanks everybody for listening to the Blue Continent podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll subscribe and join us again. Tell others about us. This podcast is also available in a raw video format found on our Blue Continent Alliance Facebook page. If you'd like to see our mini documentaries from around the world, visit the Blue Continent YouTube page today. Thanks again for listening. Take care.